This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Kay Bennett is a Zumba dance and fitness instructor based in Merseyside and has retinitis pigmentosa. She shares her experiences of sight loss, dancing and fashion tips on her social media channels and is here today to tell us her story. Hi Kay, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, thank you so much for inviting me.
So to start with, can you tell us your sight loss story?
I'm not a young person, but I'm very fit and energetic, and I don't mind saying I'm now 72. And just over a year ago, actually, I was diagnosed with a condition that I'd never heard of in my life. I was aware that I was having vision problems, and I brought it up at my optician's visits every time, saying I can't see in the dark very well, everything's foggy when I go in shops, well, perhaps you should wear your glasses more. And nothing was ever picked up, despite having all the scans and all the tests at the optician's. And it came to November 2024, and I realised, just as a fluke, that I was sat in the chair in my lounge and I couldn't see the lamp at the side of me. And I thought, that's strange. Held my fingers up at each side of my face and couldn't see them. My vision was starting to worry me, and I popped into, just on a Saturday afternoon, I thought, I'll just pop into the optician's, and I'd never been there before. As a result of her triaging, the optician asked to see me right away. Within an hour, I was on my way to St Paul's Hospital, Eye Hospital in Liverpool, as an emergency. It all happened very quickly, and I had all the tests again and scans. Went in to see the consultant, a very kind, lovely lady, who told me that I had this condition called retinitis pigmentosa. And it wasn't the condition that the previous two doctors had thought it was. And so I said, oh, well, okay, now what can we do? And she very kindly talked me through it. Said, unfortunately, there's absolutely nothing we can do. There's no treatment and no cure. And I must say, everyone at St Paul's Hospital in Liverpool was so kind. So I came home. I think it took me 3 days to learn how to actually say it. And I started reading up about it. Thought, right, okay, so this. What can I do now?
How does it feel kind of thinking about that now and that delayed response?
I still can't believe that they didn't pick up at my usual opticians, a major high street opticians, and they have all the technology. And I'm sure that I did the field test. I did the field vision test in Boots before I was sent to St Paul's. And I was doing the field vision test. And I must say that the young man was getting a little bit impatient with me. He said, you have to press the button when you see the light. And I said, I can't see the light. And I said, oh, I don't like this. I actually said to him, I don't like this. Can I stop now? Because I can't see any lights. And he said, no, you can't stop. I'm sorry, you can't stop. You have to press the button. So I said, are you sure the machine's working? So, of course, I didn't see the light very often, and the silence was deafening and very scary.
And what kind of difference has being registered as severely sight impaired made to the support you're getting?
Massive, really. To go back to the day of the diagnosis, as I said, they were very kind. You've got quite a lot of information to take in. They offered me a genetic testing, which I took up. So then I had to go to another department to have the blood test. And the consultant also mentioned something about somebody called a hospital liaison officer. A few days later, the hospital liaison officer phoned me, a very lovely lady, we got on like a house on fire. And she said, well, we can go down to have you registered as severely sight impaired. I said, oh, I'm not. I can see fine. I said, further down the line, I know who to contact as my vision deteriorates. Fast forward to July when I received my genetic testing results. The lovely hospital liaison officer phoned me again. And again, I said, oh, well, no, I can see fine. And she said, Kay, you can't. Your brain's tricking you. I've got the results in front of me. You are severely sight impaired. I listened to her. I decided, oh, well, let's go for it. I had an appointment with her. And from that appointment, everything started happening. She was excellent at her job and very friendly. Nothing was too much trouble. And obviously, once you've got the registration, you can then apply for tax relief, income tax relief, a discount on the television license. My name was given to the visual support officer, occupational therapist, sensory team at Sefton Borough Council, and they got in touch with me a couple of months later, and they have also been absolutely amazing. She put my name forward to the visual support officer who would come out to do an assessment in my home, and also about the white cane training, which I thought, even though I'm very, very lucky, I'm so appreciative at the moment, I still have some good central vision. It's obviously I've lost my peripheral vision, a lot of it, but I thought, well, as my condition deteriorates, I want to have everything, all the help I can get, because I am fiercely independent and I'm very determined, and armed with the right support, I should be able to get on with my life, I thought, and have been so far. So I am happy to take my cane with me when I go out. I'm not always, I sometimes feel a little bit shy, and sometimes I don't really want to use it. But I always have it with me now because it's like a safety blanket. Even though I have good central vision, sometimes I really feel like I need the extra support with the white cane. On the days that I have it with me and don't want to be as visible to other people, you need to build up your confidence, which I am doing. Some days I'm quite confident, and other days, no, I'm too shy to use it. I've developed a little system now that suits me. I have the long cane with me in my bag, and if I don't really want to use it, I now fold the top over and just use it as a symbol cane. If I need to, I can just pop the top up and I've got my long cane back. So that's how I'm working around that.
And if people want to follow your social media where you share your experiences as they're happening with sight loss, with using your cane, and of course, talk about dancing and fashion and some of the other passions in your life, where can they find you?
I am on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And my name on all the channels is KB, which is KAYB, Music, Fitness, Dance, all one word.
Well, thank you so much, Kay, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.